Hey, what's going on, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, we needed at least one more power couple. So we got regional operators of South Gresham, Austin and Kelsey Smith. Talked about at one point as a new married couple living in a trailer on their parents' property so they could save a bunch of money to franchise. During that time, they both also worked some events and gained a lot of experience and were able to network with people. Just a couple of hustlers. They really got after it, really hardworking people. They talk a lot about Ryan Hawkins working for him when they were first coming up, how he poured into them, and how they're trying to do the same with their crews now. Great people, lots of love. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Austin and Kelsey podcast. Hey, well, thank you, Smiths, for making the long drive down. How is the red couch? Is it comfy?
The red couch is everything we hoped it would be.
Phil pinch hitting. Shane's sick today.
Hello, hello.
I think he's sick because the Patriots won last night, and he was really bummed about it.
I can see that. He's just still in bed right now.
Yeah, mental health days. Yeah, that's like the actual term. Yeah. Yeah, he's taking one of those. But kickstarting how we typically do it. What was your guys' first drink at Dutch Bros? And I see what appears to be coffees right now. So what are you drinking these days?
For me, first drink was peach jet tea smoothie. Back when I was just a customer, my two really good buddies worked there. And so I'd go through and say hi and get a peach jet tea because I was not into coffee. So that was kind of my go-to. And then when I got in the shop, it turned into like a caramel freeze. Mm-hmm. Because it had all that sugar and deliciousness. I was like, cool, I can deal with that. Can't quite do coffee yet.
Sure.
Nowadays, I'm rocking like a cold brew. I'll do a little bit of coconut milk, or I'm kind of messing around with the Americanos. I'll do like an iced Cana with a little bit of honey and coconut milk.
Nice.
Long-term goal is to make it in the Cool Kids Club and just do like the small hot black Cano. But I can't do that yet. And I'm working on it, but I'm not there yet.
I don't like hot coffee either. It's awesome because cold brew with coconut milk, that's literally what I drank this morning.
Really?
Yeah, kindred spirits, bro.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah.
Kels, what about you?
I started out with strawberry peach jet teas.
Oh my gosh, it's like you guys were destined for each other.
A double chocolate mocha, a hot one or a blended one.
Yeah.
Real wild. And now I'm drinking just iced Americanos.
Killer. We got a little light dusting of snow last night, and you guys are still drinking ice. So that's dedication. So where did you get hired, and when did that happen?
I got hired at Newburgh Dutch Bros. That was hometown for me. Kels actually got me hired on, so I owe it all to her.
Were you guys together back then, or were you just friends?
We were together back then.
Okay, so girlfriend stepped it up.
I was the assistant manager at Newburgh One.
Wow.
And my boyfriend needed a job. Mm-hmm. And we had a stock boy position open. I was like, oh, this is your moment to shine.
That sounds like kind of weird, like role playing stuff. Like, hey, stock boy, come here.
Well, we actually had a couple snow days. And our other stock guy just didn't show up.
Oh.
Just ghosted us. And I was like, whoa.
That's not cool.
Austin needs a job. So. Yeah.
I was in between jobs at the time.
You were?
Yeah.
So what were you doing?
So up until that point, I was working at a car dealership.
Oh, okay.
And I ended up quitting for like the dumbest reason. At the beginning of when me and Kels first started dating, we went and got piercings together.
Nice.
And I got a lip piercing.
Oh. Dude,
yeah. And I went to work and the like boss called me in and he's like, you can't have it, man.
Were you like on the sales floor? Or were you like detailing cars?
No, I was a lot attendant.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. Like they told me it'll take 2 weeks to heal up and then I can remove it. Like, is that okay with you? And he's like, yeah, it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. And then like an hour later, he called me back and he's like, no, it needs to come out now. And I was young and just kind of like, well, that's not what you said, and ended up like quitting on the spot. And
hey, piercings aren't cheap, man. Like, come on.
So ridiculous. Like, I made a big scene over that, but here we are now. It got me a job in Dutch. She didn't want to date Bum, so yeah.
Yeah, awesome. What was your favorite band back then? Was that a product of the scene or just more like, no, piercings seem cool. I want to try it out.
I mean, I guess it was kind
of product of the scene.
For sure. Me and Kels would go to like hard rock shows together.
Love
like,
it.
Just like Under Oath or like
Oh totally.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
go
yeah.
like check out those bands and mm-hmm. go to Warped Tours together.
Taking
and,
Back Sunday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was the one I was thinking.
About that era. Was just like that was in back then, you know.
For sure.
Like yeah. in high school, everybody kind of had their scene days. So.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. There's still a lot of that music that I play and stuff. So.
I still listen to a lot of that.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's what you grew up on, you know. You can't avoid it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's rad. Hey, take a stand to the man. You don't tell me how to dress, dude. Oh, man. And Dutch Bros doesn't judge people by their piercings. So
no,
perfect.
Not at all.
Yeah. So. It sounds like you were working for a while then, Kels.
Yeah, I actually started in 2006.
Holy.
With Ryan, yeah. And my friends worked there. I actually started at George Fox University.
Mm.
And Tyler Swan actually called me in. Uh-huh. I had an interview, who was the manager at the time. And Ryan hired me on the spot, had an interview on some milk crates in the back of the stand. And the rest
nice.
Is history.
Formal.
Yeah.
Super formal. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I remember Ryan pulling me aside. He's like, hey, like, I would like you to work mornings if that's okay with you. And that's when, like, mornings were, like, big deal. Like, you work yourself to get to mornings.
Sure, gotcha. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like, whatever works my school schedule, like, sounds great. That was a few months in. And then probably, like, a year and a half after that, I was the assistant manager. Hung out rocking that just pretty much all through college mm-hmm. and then became the manager and stepped into some marketing and social media roles. And
nice.
Yeah.
What were you going to school for?
I actually have a bachelor's in graphic design.
No so. Kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You didn't want to come work out here with us?
You know, I thought about it and then I was like, I love being in the stands. So.
It's awesome. Yeah, yeah. There's no substitute for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, typically... Anybody like yourselves who've had a long career with Dutch and continue to grow and take those next steps, there's people that were pretty pivotal in grooming you or pouring into you. And so was it Hawk probably that just got more out of you and made you want to pursue Dutch as like a career?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel like Hawk was somebody that saw something in us before we did.
Mm.
Yeah, I would say Hawk was probably the biggest backer we had that kind of helped us get to where we are and just pushed us and challenged us in so many different ways, which was awesome. You know, Kels and I are different people and he knew that and what made us tick and how to get us to grow and reach our potential. So that was definitely the biggest one for us was Hawk just kind of pushing us. And we sat down with him about 8 years ago at lunch and we're like, dude, we want a franchise someday.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, cool. And it's like, you know, we're going to work hard at this. And we just continue to grow and push, and every opportunity he provided us was key for us to be like, yeah, we're down for that. Let's do it.
Nice. I've mentioned this a few times because it was impactful for me, but you guys were on that 2014 squad Oregon State Beaver games, which was like pure chaos. But I say it, man, I was surrounded by greatness. I mean, there was a ton of like future operators, future lead mobsters, future HQ employees, and people that just went on and killed it. Including you guys, we'd meet up beforehand and then we'd split off to our stand. So I'd always see like Luke and Kristen Von Tersch and Hunter and all them, but then you guys were on the other side of the stadium.
Yeah.
So we never connected a ton.
I was working the games that year. Kels was 9 months pregnant with Reagan. And so,
oh, that's
like
right.
The day we went down for the interviews, she was a couple weeks out from having the baby.
I was like, keep your phone on you.
That's right. Like, I forgot about that old wrinkle.
Away I've ever been from her at that like stage of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I like pulled off of I-5 and my phone died.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, like what if something happens?
Yeah.
And like I was pushing time limit on the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily didn't get lost, found it and like ran up to the bar. I was like, can I please plug my phone in? Like my wife's pregnant and was just kind of, you know, a mess, like hoping nothing happened in the, you know, 20 minutes that my phone was off. And I think I met you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We sat and kind of talked and they take you back in that room where it's like six people and like a 3x3 room.
They're all judging you. Did they make you dance? They made me dance.
No, I didn't. They made you dance?
Oh, yeah, I think there's a video somewhere. I'm sure Caitlin has it, but yeah.
Yeah, I was working at Bryce's shop, which was super cool because he was a customer of ours for a long time.
At Newberg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He would come through every day in high school and we'd make him his drink. And then he ended up working for us for a little bit.
Mm.
Which was super cool to be back, like working under him was awesome.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience. And that whole year was so much fun, man.
Yeah.
I had such wild times. Like the shops were so busy.
Crazy busy. Yeah.
Espresso machines going down. And we had that one, the machine that's like that space age looking one. That's just
right.
Emblema.
Yeah. The emblema.
The problema.
The problema. Oh, yeah.
Dude. Such a fun year. Got to learn so much, like growing with different people. Cause at that point I was managing a shop for a little while. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool to like not be in that role and just to be in there working and helping out and going through like the different experiences of, okay, you know, this game, here's the troubles we ran into. How can we better prepare for next round?
Yeah.
Got to meet a lot of people, which was really cool, and people that are in awesome roles now, which was a great time. And then for Kelsey and I, it was a wild time because we had a brand new baby and managing a shop and then rocking the games. And she got back to work pretty quickly after she had Reagan. So we were like all hands on deck going like crazy. There'd be little times that we'd see each other. She was doing events too. So she would, you know, take Ryan's trailer out to a local football game.
Mm. I did not drive the trailer.
Yeah, there's no shame in that. I've had some scary moments with trailers too. Yeah. I'm like, okay, those days are over.
Yeah. Not a chance.
So she would go do those like on a Friday night and I wouldn't really see her until late. And then I'd get up, open up a shop on Saturday and then jet down to Corvallis and then come back super late that night.
Yeah.
It was a really cool experience to see if we can really like take on a big challenge and get through it as a brand new family. So that was a very awesome experience for us.
To encourage anybody out there right now, like doing big events like that, I think is going to grow you like so much with just meeting people, taking on crazy logistical challenges and figuring out the edge of how to like fix problems.
Totally.
Like there's so many different problems that come up at every single event. Mm-hmm. Ones that you don't ever plan for. There's no way this can happen. And I feel like every time something different happens that you got to figure it out. So
yeah. Gosh, like just having a baby, I can't imagine just doing all that driving, working that hard, going right back. So,
yeah,
I mean, crazy. Kudos, because I think that's the type of stuff that shows in your guys' character to how you're now sitting in like a regional operator seat. So way to get after it, guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Next year was a lot easier.
You did 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was a lot easier on the family. It was still, you know, lots of chaos and stuff at the stands, but.
Yeah, I was just the one and done.
Dude, those cold nights of like breaking down the machines afterwards.
Oh my gosh. I grew up in Bend, you know, where it gets snow. Yeah. I had no idea Corvallis got that cold.
No.
And it was all night games. The Beavers were so bad that year that they never gave them like anything like prime time. So they always gave them like night games.
Yeah.
And we'd just freeze. I learned about the Bunwater baby.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah. It was Kristen and Trenton. They're like, here you go, hold this. I was like, oh, I can feel my fingers again. What were some big steps? I think that was probably one, especially going back for a second season, knowing how crazy that other one was. What were some other big steps you guys took professionally and personally that just really helped you get to this next level?
Probably like the first big step we took was like sitting down with our franchisee and kind of, you know, filling him in on our goals. Mm-hmm. So we could have that line of communication. So we got married, went on our honeymoon, came back and packed up our apartment. And we had bought like an old, like 1999 fifth wheel trailer. And my parents had 5 acres in Newburgh and we put it out there and lived in that for 2 years.
Wow.
Because back then franchising, you know, you got to come up with funds. And so we're like, okay, like we're still a long ways out from it, but here's how we're going to start the process. And so our first 2 years of marriage was living in a trailer. We were both managing shops, like just trying to save and save so we could get towards our goal someday.
What years were those?
2012 to 2014.
Yeah. A big old like snowstorm for one of them. Ooh. Like pipes froze in the trailer. Oh. And like looking back on it now, like it was a fun time to really like grow together.
Dude, that's awesome. Clearly you want it when you're willing to sacrifice comfort. Did you save more than you even thought you could?
For sure.
Yeah, we saved quite a bit more than we thought we would. We didn't have car payments or rent, nothing like that.
Yeah, tips add up so fast.
Really big time.
The one thing I always tell them, like, just put your tips away. Like, you can save so much money by putting your tips away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Towards the end of year two, when we were kind of done with the trailer.
Sure. That's big, you guys, especially as a new married couple. You know, that'll put some strain on
you. Yeah. I mean, other things we did, like we were very adamant about like networking and getting to know different people. And so we would go to every opening we could. We'd be at ones and see like Brian Maxwell there and be like, okay, before we leave, we have to at least go say hi. Like,
even if
it's just a quick, like, hey, how you doing? We got to start talking.
And just being a part of like any event possible. Like I remember just emailing like down here all the time. Like, is there any events that you need help with? Like, I remember we did Comic-Con.
Oh, you guys did? Nice.
Yeah. Just handed out stickers and Rebels. Did a bunch of grand openings. We worked one out in Sunnyside with like Adam and Caleb way back in the day.
Yeah.
Teal was hooking it up with some grand openings there for a while. So she would call us and be like, can you be here in a few days?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
So, man, married couple, regional operators with an almost 5-year-old.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's kind of like impossible to think that the home work life won't overlap a little bit, but how do you guys kind of keep the two separate and focus on yourselves and your family?
I mean, honestly, we don't.
But you guys are happy.
Absolutely. When we read that question, I was like, we don't.
Yeah, there's no like right, wrong answer. Totally. I mean, it's kind of what works for you guys.
I think just because we've done it for so long and we're both passionate about what we do, that it feels easy.
Cool.
We have to force ourselves to be like, okay, we need to take a couple days off. But I feel like when we do, we definitely like let our crews know, hey, we're going to go out of town for 2-3 days. And we just try and jet out to Bend and hang out for a couple days and go camping. And then just doing things like during the week, like Reagan has dance lessons or soccer. And we both try and be at those kind of things. And
Yeah, I don't want to miss those moments.
Other than that, we don't separate the two.
It's not separate.
Yeah. Sitting on the couch watching something on Netflix, but we're both like plugging away on the computers, like doing something.
Approve some deputy times.
Yeah.
And
there's always something to do. But kind of like Kel said, we definitely try to take out little chunks of time. So whether it's a vacation or definitely making sure that time with our daughter is super important to us, that we're both a part of those moments.
And I think, you know, that probably is more the realistic response, too. It's like you're both in the thick of it. How many shops have you guys ever seen in Gresham?
Four.
Yeah, so it's like the home, work, life, it's hard to just unplug it. That much responsibility, it kind of doesn't ever go away. But yeah, I mean, when you love what you do.
And I feel like when you both love it so much and you've been doing it for so long, like if one of us wasn't as much in it, then you could end up resenting the other person for being like, hey, like, I want to leave for a week. And I'm like, no, like, I got to be here. Like, there's shops to take care of. You have to take that intentional time off in a way to be like, okay, it's been a little bit. We need to take a break.
Yeah.
I think we do a pretty good job doing that.
I think we're both happy with the amount of time that's spent on work and the amount of time that's, you know, spent doing something else.
Yeah, like this last weekend, we spent repainting our cabinets. So
there you go. Yeah, those projects have to get done.
Yeah.
What was the moment like when you got the green light? Like, okay, we're going to have you guys be operators and you're going to go take half of what Kurt Hugo's built up with him retiring and everything. What was that moment like?
It was wild. We actually were first approved to go to Federal Way, Washington.
Oh, interesting.
And that was in the works for a couple months. We had moved out of our apartment. We were actually living Austin's parents.
In another trailer.
Another trailer?
Yeah.
Second trailer.
With, at the time, a 3-year-old and two dogs.
Wow. You guys are serious campers.
It was supposed to be like 3 weeks between our apartment and then moving to Federal Way, which, looking back now, Federal Way didn't open until like way later. So
we ended up finding like a house there we were going to rent. We were about ready to sign papers and we called up Ian and we're like, hey, man, what's kind of timeline? He's like, I wouldn't sign that yet. Like, hold off on it.
Right.
And good thing we didn't, because, yeah, it took so much longer and we ended up going there. So we would have been locked into a lease.
Way to go, new operator coach Ian Brooks.
Good job, Ian.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah.
After that, Lance had called Austin and Austin called me and he was like, hey, just got a phone call from Lance. Just offered us 4 shops in Gresham and stuff. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
We're going to Federal Way. This is awesome. And then that curveball and you're just like, wow, like I like need a minute to think about this. Like Gresham, is, I mean, it's even 45 minutes from where we grew up, but I had never really been to Gresham.
I mean, was that kind of cool though for you as Oregonians for so long to be like, oh, we could actually be in Oregon still?
Totally. We had written off Oregon a long time ago. Like it's
really, there's not
it's full, man. Like there's no way we're going to be here. The whole time we're like, okay, we want to be somewhere that's within driving distance from home that we don't have to fly back and see family. Federal Way, it was like, I don't know, maybe 3.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
Right.
But still cool. Like totally prime. Doable. Dream come true.
Yeah.
Anytime like Lance calls, it's always like a life changing conversation.
Wow. Not when he calls me.
Yeah. He called me up like on a Friday night and kind of presented that and is like, you know, you guys can go out to Gresham, take over four shops, or if you want, you can, you know, stay on the path to Federal Way. Mm-hmm. It's kind of your call. So he hooked us up with Renica so we could go out and see the shops and feel it out, make sure it's something that worked for us. And he also gave me Adam Hamby's number because he was just over in Bend. You know, him and Josh took on those roles out there. And so
we were actually approved to be new co-franchisees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, do you want to be an operator? And we're like, we don't really know what an operator is.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
Right.
It was kind of unknown. So we called Hamby and talked to him. And that was super awesome conversation. And he's a great guy and just provided lots of advice. So felt pretty good from that. We went out to Gresham to meet up with Ren and kind of tour the shops and just talk.
Yeah.
Which was an awesome experience to be able to go like see them firsthand. And
totally.
And we ended up talking with Trav that night for a few on the phone. And typical Trav like just provides like such nuggets of wisdom in the simplest way that was awesome. We're like, you know, where do you want us to be, man? He's like, we just want you to be where you're happy.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to do the most work at.
Sure. No brainer that you just stay in Oregon.
Yeah.
Like we just kind of struggled with, it was super exciting to go to Federal Way and start a whole new stand, new crew that's all from the bottom up.
Right.
And then we thought it was the easy way out, taking over four shops, which is hilarious looking back now.
So like the rest of Gresham is split up with Logan Martin overseeing some shops. Do you guys end up putting your heads together from time to time? Like, how does that relationship work?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was super cool to be going through the process with people that are already established. You know, he was a franchisee before.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. Like, we met up and had lunch, and then we did, like, our orientations down here together, and we had a shared warehouse space for a while. So it was really cool to have somebody to kind of lean on and and get advice from on things. And now we're meeting up with them like once a month. We do a lunch and just kind of, you know, talk about what's new and things that we can work on together.
Yeah, that's awesome.
With specials, just communicating and making sure we're on the same page to like best serve the customers, because the customers don't really understand.
Right.
They just think that it's all Gresham. So just making sure that we're taking care of them and all on the same page.
Very wise. Now that you've been established for a little while and you guys are the guys, with Hawk pouring into you, what are you doing right now currently to try and pour into your crews and sort of pay that favor back?
I mean, I think the one thing that like we were always given was just intentional time and that time to be taught anything that we wanted to be taught. So I think that's the biggest thing is whenever anyone asks for your time, make sure we're giving it to them. You know, if somebody's like, hey, can we grab lunch? I'm like, absolutely, anytime.
Yeah.
Any phone call at any time, I just try and be there to provide that to them because we were always given that. Same thing with just spending time with our crews, like just getting to know them on a personal level and being able to like joke around with them and have a relationship. We just had everyone over to our house every week for the month of December for Christmas parties.
Wow.
Yeah. That was wild, but definitely worth it.
Awesome.
And
that's cool.
I love doing those things to just be able to like be a part of all of our employees' lives.
Yeah. Well, there's a saying, you know, we all have our own specific skill sets and things that we're good at, but the best ability is availability.
Totally. Training your baristas, you know, you're talking to them about, you know, the customer is not an inconvenience. They're the reason why we're doing this.
Right.
And so you kind of look at your employees like the same way. Like it's not an inconvenience to, you know, sit down and have an hour long conversation with them. Like that's the whole point of this. That's what we're here for, is to help grow them, regardless whether, you know, their long-term plan is to be with Dutch. We're just there to help them out, period. And you make sure they're a better version of themselves when they leave than they are right now.
That's awesome.
Always providing that positive environment. We tell them all in orientation, like, our job is to create an environment. When they walk through that door every day, they don't have to deal with anything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like in Gresham, there's a lot more crazy things that people are dealing with. Mm-hmm. And I just want them to be able to walk through that door and forget about any of those things.
Being teammates, partners, where do you feel like your weaknesses are compensated by your spouse?
Ooh, I feel like we're perfect opposites.
It's hard, like, thinking about it because we've been working alongside each other for so long. I mean, it's been a decade now.
Yeah.
That it's like second nature. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a lot of the mom and dad role. Like, if you want to have a little more of a nurturing conversation, they're going to go probably to Kels more to have that, like, kind of heart to heart.
Yeah.
And then for me, I'm probably a little more of like the pusher and the coach and trying to push you to grow. So
would you say you're more the disciplinarian too, Austin?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know how to throw the hammer when you have to.
Conversations.
Absolutely. I'm always like, hey, that's not me. Sorry. Yeah. It's all you.
I was the more nurturing one too, Kelsey. Yeah. That was the hardest thing to fire people.
I've accepted it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, double down on your strengths.
Yeah, no, that's good because they need it both. They need tangible plans and they need encouragement and nurturing too.
He's so good with his words when it comes to things. Like
that's great. That.
Well, all the time, but I can do it, but you're better. So
yeah,
she makes me do all of them.
Well, you know, as much as we like to think we might have an eye for talent of like, oh, that person be an awesome barista. It's just, it doesn't always work out. And who knows what's going on in their personal journey, but they sometimes need that hard talk.
Definitely. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're needed. Obviously, it's not the funnest thing to do, but you walk away feeling better. And usually, you know, both people are happy with the conversation. So,
yeah.
Kels is probably more like creative than I am for sure.
More like the creativity and marketing, anything that has to do with like the community and events, all that I love.
I'll dive way more into like the spreadsheets and ops and things like that is a little more of my go-to space.
Yeah, usually like the whole new hire training process, I've been pretty much handling that and like all the scheduling. I'm a scheduler. I love it. I love planning things.
Yeah. I hate writing schedules.
See, I love it. I love it.
Perfect. So,
I think opposites attract, man. I think it's real. You want that person as your long-term partner to complement the things that you know you're not that good at.
Yeah.
It's good that you guys have that.
And it's funny because our managers, they'll talk about if this happens, like, I'll probably call Austin for it. And if this happens, I need help on this, then I'm going to call Kelsey for it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
If they break something, they usually call me because I won't be as mad.
Oh, that's great. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. I thank you guys so much for your time, especially making a drive down here. I truly feel humbled and honored that you're willing to take that much time out of your day to come down and kick it with us on the Ray Couch.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you
for
man.
Having us.
Yeah, totally. And Shane typically does our sign off, but since he's not here, Phil.
Yeah. If you guys had one piece of advice for the Dutch Nation, maybe two, since there's two of you, what would that be?
I think just having like grit and patience in whatever you want to do to get to achieving like your dreams and your goals, whatever that is. Like, it takes time, takes patience. Not every day is going to be butterflies and rainbows, but if you're passionate about it, you can do it. Like, it just takes time and patience and some thick skin, and you got it.
Nice.
It's kind of something I've told our crew dozens of times over. They're probably going to laugh when they hear it. You know, it's be content, but not complacent. Enjoy the moment where you're at, but don't be so wrapped up in that you lose like that growth and setting goals for yourself, because that's really important. Yeah. But don't be so consumed by that like, you know, you're always thinking, okay, when I get to that goal, like, I'll be happy then. Like, no, you got to enjoy right now and have fun with still a focus on where you're going. I think back to, you know, being a night guy, like rocking $100 nights, like that was so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, and now things are different. So it's super critical to just have fun with where you're at, but still set goals.
Awesome. I guess one more thing with that kind of being said with the goals, what's next for Austin and Kelsey? You guys got some big goals for 2019, 2020?
I think our biggest one for the next couple of years, we have some really kick-ass leaders.
Yeah.
And I would love to see them become operators.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. Every year, me and Kels write huge, you know, New Year's resolutions and goals and all of that. This year, it was no different. We did the same thing. We have our personal ones and our work ones. But I think probably the biggest thing that we both really want to focus on is getting our leaders to that spot. It's such an awesome time in Dutch right now. We're going to see so much growth here in the future.
Yeah.
That we really want to make sure they're prepped and ready.
Because they're great. They're really great.
Everyone out there listening that is in a leadership role right now, I hope they're aware of that too, because years ago, franchising seemed so unattainable at times.
What'd they say, like less than 1%?
Something? It was so hard. And now, you know, partnering with this financial group and all the coaching that's been established, it's never going to be easy, but it's more achievable now than it's ever been. So just like, you got to just keep your eye on the prize and just keep crushing it, because like your opportunity could come. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in workshops.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's coming quick. So yeah, we're really excited to be able to grow them and watch them go off and crush it.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks again, guys. Dutch Love Month, perfect example of it. Keep spreading it and drive safe.
Thanks, man.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it. Thank you very much again, Austin and Kelsey, repping South Gresham, and yet another Dutch Bros power couple. So for all you other power couples out there, you're managing, you're thinking maybe you want to be an operator someday, take to heart what the Smiths shared. Get out there, work those events, go the extra mile, go to openings, meet people. It's only going to help your case. The opportunities are there, more so than ever. So I hope you're inspired by that. I hope you're motivated by that. The growth is happening. And while we're on the subject of growth and Dutch love, with it still being February, where the two meet, well, that's next week's episode. Skylar McGonigal, the new regional operator for Casa Grande, Arizona. Stay tuned for that. We're super excited for Skylar. Know he's going to kill it down there. Shop's just about to open. Gonna be awesome. So, until next time, take it easy, Dutch Nation.